Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into The Informant. I'm your host, Will Zariski. With over 20 years of investigative experience, visit our website, willzpi.com. Will Zariski on Facebook. Cape Coral PI on Twitter. Follow my page, bring you suppressed news and information. Become an informant today. Check us out on YouTube and iTunes. PI Network. What is it now? September 17th, I believe, 2019. I'm Will Zariski, Florida licensed private investigator. Now, if someone posts private messages from a relationship that they were in 16 years ago, they have some serious issues. And twisting the truth and leaving information out. You know, besides that, what happened 16 years ago regarding me? Yeah, I'm not the same person I was 16 years ago. I'm not the same person I was 5 years ago. And I mean, I've not always done what's, you know, right, or what it really comes down to, what others wanted me to do, their own agenda. And that's what it really comes down to. People are like big children, and they're quick to lash out when they don't get their own way. And they seldom remember the good things that others have done. Obviously, the personal attacks on me are by very unhappy individuals. It has nothing to do with my actions. It's something with inside them, their own self, their own heart. Then they use the straw man tactic, meaning they make an allegation with a little information to back it and making themselves look the victim, and it's just BS. But I'm surprised just how many people listen to BS and not the actual truth and all of the facts. But I'll tell you what, I know the system and I know the games well. Now, when it comes to the child support system, I've been on both sides of the fence. And I can tell you the system is very broken. And it doesn't work. But good news on this. You know, a few years ago, I met my wife. I married my wife, my second wife, and then our daughter, our beautiful daughter, Zaria, was born, and she overcame CDH, and she's our little CDH princess warrior, and we're just a happy family now. That's my primary focus, but every day I fight for our survival, making sure that my family has provisions, and that's the battle, and that's what, you know, that's why I'm at my office at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. But people lose focus. I mean, look at the past 25 to 30 years. Professionalism has fell. Quality has declined. Prices have went up. Mass production is crap. We are in the age of tech, and they found a way to make it cheap. Now, take, for instance, Mercedes-Benz, something I know a little bit about. The dashboards 20, 30 years ago were sturdy, and now when you go to a deal and you get a new one, anything made in the last 10 years, and you push down on the dash, it's like squishy, and it's all teched out, you know, and they want to sell you this service guarantee because it's going to eventually fail you, and they want to have that Mercedes in the shop and a couple of years sell you a new one. That's their game plan. You know, we've changed the way that we do things. And then people professing themselves to be wise, there's fools like Joe Rogan. But it's getting harder to find quality in anything, people mainly. And even though we are in this information age, we are also in the disinformation age. One thing I've learned, there's always two sides to a story, and usually in the middle is the truth. You just have to find it sometimes. Look at some of these big companies. Some of the headlines here from Bloomberg.com. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma files for bankruptcy to wipe out 2,000 lawsuits. Cowards, just cowards. And this is the Purdue Pharma. They filed bankruptcy. More than $10 billion plan to settle claims that fueled the U.S. opiate epidemic by illegally pushing sales of its addictive oxycodone painkiller. You know, there's some people that have been on the oxycodone for years and years, no problems. And then you hear of the people that are on that just go absolutely ape wild on it. Anyway, this company, this big company here, filed Chapter 11, filed this on Sunday, which I don't know how. It was in White Plains, New York. And this would short-circuit more than 2,000 lawsuits against Purdue and its owners. And they're just cowards. And then I found on Blacklisted News, according to Challenge EU over record $14 billion tax dodging case. This is Apple. And this is what these big companies do. The world's biggest tax case, Apple, to challenge the EU. $14 billion tax dodge. I can't even imagine that. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. I'm going to get into some very I don't even know how I'm going to dive into it. Some of this information about pedophilia in Hollywood, something that has recently come out. A huge, huge child actor. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned here. You are listening to IC News, the informant here, Radio PI Network.
Author of True Spiritual Warfare and Paranormal Activity, book 220 Fifth Street, Patrick Meekin. He's just released the prequel, Nightmare in Holmes County. This controversial book will bring you face to face with the reality of spiritual warfare and expose hidden secrets that the forces of darkness use to control and destroy people's lives. Nightmare in Holmes County, available now on Amazon. Check it out.
You're listening to Informant Central. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Will ZPI inviting you to check out Christian rapper Ninja Scroll on the official ninjascroll.webs.com.
My video, no coincidence. I'm Ninja Scroll. Peace out.
September 11th is the 254th day from the beginning of the year. 2 plus 5 plus 4 equals 11.
I didn't do it. I'm innocent, I tell you.
Sure you are, Charlie. That's why I call the professionals at W&W Solutions.
When you need the evidence you're looking for, visit willzpi.com, a full-service investigation agency. Background checks, computer and cell phone forensics, surveillance, bug sweeps, and more. That's willzpi.com. Get the answers today at willzpi.com. License number 828-00088. May just be a little less expensive than you think.
This next suppressed news information here, it's very disturbing. Some of the sources took this down within the hour it came out recently regarding former huge Hollywood star Macaulay Culkin. And some of the other, you know, like I said earlier, we are in a age of information and disinformation. But an interview, recent interview with Macaulay Culkin, as he explained that Hollywood is in fact run by satanic pedophiles. And well, he was on the set of Home Alone 2, as he described this, one of these Hollywood executives boasted that his shoes were made from the skin of deceased child actress Heather O'Rourke. Now, you know, some people think it's conspiracy, but this is coming out of someone's mouth that has worked in Hollywood along with over 20 other people. And in December 2017, there was a number of websites published articles alleging that Macaulay Culkin, he was saying this back then, that Hollywood is controlled by these satanic pedophiles. And they ritually, they do these, they murder children. And then also some of the news sources come from Your Newswire, Neon Nettle, News Punch. There's several sources out there. But you have other people, not just Macaulay Culkin. You have Elijah Wood. Now, he told Variety back in 2016 that Hollywood has a pedophilia problem. And, of course, many people know about actor Corey Feldman. You know, with his thing with the Today Show and making an ass out of himself, he seems to have this agenda of his own. He's asking millions of fans to give him millions of dollars to make a movie about it, and he's going to name some of these. He's not going to name any of these pedophiles in Hollywood simply because it would – I mean, they're going to take him out, you know. That's why most of – there's over 20 actors that have come out with this problem in Hollywood. And this is more sinister than what people think. And then 2017, Brad Pitt. Actor Brad Pitt has said that people who run Hollywood run America. So this problem is much bigger. This Hollywood elite, these people that are in political powers, the people that control things that happen in the world, they have compounds, they have islands, they could disappear people indefinitely. And there have been celebrities that have went missing. There's other actors and actresses, Drew Barrymore, Todd Bridges, Terry Hatcher, Mackenzie Phillips, some of those people who spoke about this, most of them are afraid. They've got them afraid because of what they can do. And it goes much deeper in that rabbit hole to some of the most sinister, heinous things imaginable. And most people just don't know about it. And I can understand many of these actors, famous actors, not wanting to be talking about this, being in fear about this. Not only will it ruin their careers or their reputation, but what it could do to them or their family. But it's something that people need to know about. And it's not all of Hollywood, though there is a small portion, which is the large portion of Hollywood, if that makes sense to you, that controls who's getting the next movie roles, what shows are coming out. You know, you've got the A-list, and then you know, the side of Hollywood, then you have the other side of Hollywood. And there's a reason why a lot of actors get out of Hollywood and go do other things, because it is so evil. And the word itself, Hollywood, comes from the wood of the witch's broomstick, Hollywood. That is what that is that came from. It gives you an indicator that people in Hollywood that actually believe these things, that do these things. Keanu Reeves was another actor that came out saying he went to a home of a Hollywood elite and he found a it's disgusting to talk about this, a dead fetus or baby or something inside of a refrigerator. I mean, this is what really goes on. I just don't understand. I can't wrap my mind around it, that this is going on every day in Hollywood and on the planet. In America, and most people know nothing about it. I'm going to end the broadcast short. I'm Private Investigator Will Zariski.
Join us next time on The Informant, the Radio PI Network, Blog Talk Radio. Visit us on Twitter, Cape Coral PI, Will Zariski on Facebook, and my website, www.willzpi.com. God bless.